Psalm 37, a Psalm of David. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their words shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Don't be envious of the wicked who appear to be prospering. They shall be cut down as the grass. No, trust in the Lord. Do good, and he shall sustain you. He will provide for you. Delight yourself in him, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to him, trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness like the morning light. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Stop fretting about the wicked who seem to be prospering. Let us who trust in the Lord cease from anger. Let's stop trying to force things in frustration and wrath. Let's keep waiting on the Lord. For the meek shall inherit the earth. The wicked will be rooted out forever. But we shall delight ourselves in the abundance of the Lord's peace. The wicked may plot against the just, but the Lord is watching. And everything that they intend against the Lord's people shall be done unto them. The Lord shall laugh at them. Their sword shall enter into their own heart. Their arm shall be broken. They shall perish and be consumed into smoke. This is the portion of the enemies of the Lord. This is the end of those who are cursed by him. But the blessed of the Lord shall inherit the earth. A little bit that the righteous has is far better than the riches of many wicked. The Lord will uphold us. He knows our days. He has an everlasting inheritance for us. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. Even if we fall, we will not be cast down, for the Lord holds us with his mighty hand. The righteous will never be forsaken. His children will never beg for bread, because he is merciful, just like our Father in heaven. His seed is blessed. So let us depart from evil. Let us do good. Let us have the law of God in our heart, and let wisdom be in our mouth. Let us continue to wait on the Lord and trust in him. For the Lord loves judgment and will not forsake us. He will bring us salvation. He will deliver us and be our strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Psalm 37.